I stick it inside. And then I get my mom on the speakerphone. And I'll say, "Hi, Mom." And she'll say, "Oh, no, not again. Are you inside some lovely lady?" And then I'll say, "Yep, you know me, Mom." And she'll say, "No, not really." And then we'll laugh, but not too long, because you don't want your dink to do the noodle. Ladies hate that. I found out that the hard way. Then, with my mom on the speakerphone, I'll say, "Hey, team, it's time." Now, folks, this is kind of an odd point, because all of my making of love is about pleasing the ladies. But for the important moment, I get kind of mean and serious, and I say, "Shut up, shut up, shut up, you got what I need." And then I make a face like the Tasmanian devil, and then I stare into a picture of myself from my grade 9 grad, and I stare into my 14-year-old eyes, and I say, "This is for you, Bruce, this is what you never had." And then I lovingly unfurl. Well, the job isn't over yet. Why? I hang up on my mom, I take a velvet cloth, and I wipe the lady's cooter. Then I turn the TV back on. Wow. Good as new.
Once I was a man who dreamt that he did not have a radio show, but the dream is over, and now I am awake.
You are so dramatic.
That is right. You are listening to Live Papa's Basement again. My sweet God. This feels weird to me. Veronica, does it feel weird to you?
No.
No?
Why would it feel weird? It feels weird being in the studio.
We're in the B studio, not our usual A studio with all the magic inside it. We're in the B studio, the production studio.
And it sounds like we're live.
It sounds live. It's a little dark in the B studio. It's got a different vibe. This is where one of these days you and I will record an episode of Papa After Dark, as we like to refer to it.
Let's do it.
The uncut version of Papa's Basement, where we can say all the words that I know not to say, but Veronica says them anyhow.
I can't wait.
During the live show. One time a chick who was co-hosting like one episode, she pulled out her tit in the studio.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Who is this?
Good old Kira, friends of Atomic
Kira.
Kate, who you've never met. Kira was a trooper, and I just looked her dead in the eye, and I said, "Kira, you do this for me." And she, just scribe this down, take a note.
No.
Under heading team player underline.
No.
Step one.
No.
All right, fine. But she pulled one out. She pulled one out, like a trooper.
I get that. Wow. I can't believe that.
It was impressive, too. It was a mighty one.
A mighty one?
It was mighty. It was not like a little thing where you use a light whistle when it came out, like a little tweet.
Yeah, really, I don't need a description.
This needed like a cannon, like kaboom sound when it came out of the cup. It was good.
Wow.
But that's my most lasting memory of this studio. We're going to make some more magic today.
Not the episode that you and I did like 3 years ago, and it was just me and you, and it was nighttime. I'm sad, John.
Did I get a lap dance or something like that? I remember the sexual crap. I remember when I got a lap dance from Kate for my birthday, and I remember seeing a boob.
Yeah, you're never going to get either of those from me. Sorry.
All right. Gotta just put that out there. Well, folks, again, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I'm joined today. My God, we talked through the entire ace. That is impressive. Joined today by Veronica Johnson. You can stalk Veronica on Facebook. Just go to My Friends, and you'll find Veronica's name. Again, Veronica Johnson. And she's staring at me, but I don't
cringing.
Think she's... I don't think she's turned down anyone who's friended her yet. Have
no.
you?
No, actually, I've looked at some of those guys, and I couldn't remember who they were at first. Like Howard Highland.
Uh-huh.
I still have him on there. Doug.
Good old D-Tech.
Doug makes me laugh. I kind of like Doug.
There you go. If you want to find old episodes of the show, because who wouldn't want even more of this, as well as my writing, you got that at inpapasbasement.com. You can find my tweets, the funny crap I try to write every day, and we hope it's funny. It sounds so like pretentious when you say it's funny. You might not find it funny. But if you want to, I'm twitter.com/papasbasement. And if you find us on facebook.com/papasbasement, you've got my articles go up there. All the episodes of the radio show go there. And I put up like funny pictures and crap like that because that's the internet, man. It's pictures of kittens doing weird crap.
Speaking of pictures. When are we going to take them?
You've been a little obsessed by that lately, haven't you?
No, not obsessed. Just want to get it done.
Been slightly obsessed. Just mildly. Just saying slightly. I'm just putting that out there.
Just what?
Just slightly obsessed. No. A little bit. Well, let me before we continue with this.
Finish.
I had kind of thrown out there casually. My best friend Tony is a photographer. And a damn good one. If you want to do any photography crap, by the way, go to desistophoto.com. D-E-S-I-S-T-O. I think that's how he does his name. However an Italian would spell desisto photo, that's how you get it. Tony had volunteered to do a little photography of the show cast, me, Will, Veronica. And I threw it out there, and I'm like, he's already taken a few snapshots of me, not the biggest deal. I use them as my Twitter photo. I think you can find them on the Facebook. But Veronica's a girl, and she heard, hey, photos.
Photo shoot.
I get to dress up. And I love Veronica for coming in, and Veronica's very punctual. When she says she's going to come in, she does make it in. But I don't hear much from Veronica outside of that regarding the show. Like, you'll text me if you're getting dicked over by a boy or something like that. But I don't get texts like, hey, let's do this for the show, or this would be a funny segment.
No way. I text you all the time about topics. This would be a funny topic. This would be a funny topic.
All the time, strong.
Okay, not all the time, but I have done it.
You have done
it. And we never talked about what I brought up, so why would I continue to do it?
All right. Well, I'm trying to incorporate more of your things, your ideas into the show. But I mentioned this one time, hey, photos, and I'm getting text after text of like, well, here would be a funny idea for the photo shoot. I mean, like, I'm getting novels out of her, like, literally.
Oh my God, we can paste our conversation thread from my phone onto your little Facebook,
please,
Twitter,
do
whatever.
I want to say,
because we've had one conversation about it.
It was long, though. It was long.
Four text messages in succession are
for us.
Long for you?
For us?
No, that is crap.
That's like writing the book of Genesis for us.
John, you are so dramatic.
That was a long conversation. And I'm not going to say they were bad ideas. She wants to dress kind of whorish.
I'm going through my phone right now.
And she sent me one photo of her like in a short skirt and knee highs. What? You weren't
showing
anything skin-wise.
Okay.
I'm just saying it was a good photo.
Never getting a picture again, ever.
No, you weren't naked or anything. You're just like, here's what I could be wearing for the photo shoot. You look good.
What did you ask after I sent you that picture?
I literally don't remember. And I'm not saying that to be funny.
I can find it.
Find it, but I didn't. I probably, what? Was I not allowed
send
to post it on
naked
Facebook?
Pics.
Oh, well, yeah,
naked
that's
pictures.
Just me. I love naked pictures. I love porn. It's the best. But Tony's going to be out of town in a couple weeks. So you're going to be waiting on the photos another couple of weeks. I want to say start of February, you will get to be the pretty, pretty princess.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
And you can dress like a dime store whore. And I will tweet those photos all around the place, and every time I post a podcast, it will just be a photo of you bent over suggestively, and
okay.
I will get millions of hits based on the strength of that.
Maybe not.
Why?
Because I'm not bending over something.
You could just bend over in the air then. Just bend over like you're picking up a coin. That doesn't require you bent over something like a gymnast.
No. We'll see.
Thank you.
We'll take some pictures. We'll see.
There you go.
I get editorial control.
This is how it starts at a penthouse shoot. We'll take some pictures, and next thing you know, you're peeing in a champagne flute.
Oh, my God. No.
That's
sorry.
How they roll.
It's not going to happen. Don't
maybe now that
up.
Bob Sr., may he rest in peace, is gone, maybe they took care of the urine thing.
Huh?
Well, you're a girl. You've actually probably never looked inside a penthouse, right?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Let me get into that real quickly, and then we can kind of start the show. Penthouse versus Playboy, I want to say Penthouse on average had the sleazier and sexier girls. Like, they actually looked more effable, like just a raw kind of like, argh, to them. Whereas Playboy was like a, kind of a boring girl with big fake teeth stapled to her. And you're like, that doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, it kind of did when you're 12, but by the time you're 15, you got to move on. It's like going from coke to crack.
Huh.
Penthouse was okay. Great because that would be like the whole spread You know, like ankles in different time zones type stuff. And the girls were sexier. But
I see.
I don't know how this entered the picture. Almost without fail, a lot of urinating. A lot of peeing on things, peeing in glasses.
Why couldn't I tell you. Sexy?
Because up until that point in each spread, you would be like, Bob Guccione Sr., he's got his finger on the pulse of what turns me on. And then you see this hot girl taking a piss. And you're like, you lost me, buddy. Not my thing. Yeah. I don't get any bathroom crap. Obviously you don't. You're a very sweet girl. I can't see you into the yellow discipline.
Do you see my halo glowing?
No. No, I don't. Veronica, we've been away for a month. Before,
has it really been that long?
Easily. Oh, easily. Wow. I want to say the last show that went up was...
Well, holidays are hard. Every holiday was on a Saturday, Sunday this year.
Well, I was explaining this, to the... I did a solo show like Thursday night, mm-hmm. and I threw it up Friday.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah. We were shut down for Christmas one Saturday. Mm-hmm. The next Saturday, you were still out of town for New Year's.
Yeah.
And Will couldn't make it.
Last week I was sick. You were sick and Will tapped out.
And I can do solo shows, but I can't do them live because I do have to take like at least 2 minute breaks to squeeze in a drink and a piss. So having someone
here. Well, now that everybody knows that.
I can take a pause. Yeah. I explained it on the show. I was like, I can hit the space bar and no one is the wiser. You know, I can go and run off for 10 minutes. What did you do with your time away? Because mine wasn't that eventful. I spent it with friends. I think I played a lot of video games. It was very good. I can't complain. I've been watching playoff football, doing the hell out of that. But no big news, no new girls.
Gosh, I've been Shocker. Through two guys.
Slow it down, slow it down. Don't just stick it in me.
I'm kidding.
Ease it in.
No.
Not a whore. I'm your girlfriend. Come on.
No, I was around for the holidays, spent time with family, friends.
You were around? I thought you were in Michigan.
Well, I was in Michigan for my brother's graduation. Were we gone even before then?
When was your brother's graduation?
That was the 19th of December.
Ooh, that might have been like the last live one because I know, like I said before, the last time we were in the studio was like 2 days before Christmas or something like that.
Okay.
It must have been a long time.
So yeah, I went to Michigan. I had to do that because he graduated from Michigan with a degree in engineering.
Very nice. Compliments be to you, Veronica's brother. I don't remember your name.
Matthew,
good work, buddy. Does Matthew listen to the show?
No, none of my family does.
Why?
Because.
Can you at least promote it to your other friends or something?
Chuck listens.
You act like coming here is like going to the STD clinic. You don't say anything that bad. They know you have sex. You're not a virgin.
Okay. There are some things that my brothers do not need to hear about.
Why? You're pretty square when it comes to that.
The show talks about like 90% of that. No.
You've been around the block a couple times. That's all.
Excuse me?
That's the worst thing I can say.
Okay. That's what they don't need to hear.
Yeah, but like in a normal way.
You don't know my brother. Sean's not sane. He gets crazy.
But you don't do anything that dirty. I mean, like, your roster count is getting a little...
Hey, you don't even have an idea of what that number is, so don't even go there.
Oh, I've got guesstimates.
You don't even have a ballpark, so don't even
think. I've got a slide rule and some graph paper.
Yeah.
And some theories.
Nope. You'll never know.
I think I'm actually within, like, three. I'm not going to say it.
What's your guess?
My guess for you?
Yeah.
And I'm going to judge by your expression, because you're not going to acknowledge this. I'm going to go with 26.
Totally hiding my face.
26.
I'm not saying yes or no.
26. That is the look of you are not far off. That is
no
the thousand-yard stare, Full Metal Jacket.
I have no comments. You could be way off. I would not tell you. I would not acknowledge. Are you kidding me?
Well, you did give me a hard count several years ago.
No.
I had heard it was like 17-ish like a couple years ago.
I don't think so.
And then I've heard new names.
It doesn't mean I've slept with them.
I would assume it does.
Why?
I don't mention people unless I've slept with them.
I mention a lot of people. Doesn't mean I've hooked up with them.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you're so full of S. You're so full of S, it's coming out your ears. And gumming up the microphone.
Nope.
I don't believe you.
Whatever.
Fine.
You don't have to. I'm not going to acknowledge it either way.
Come on. You got to bring a little something. Okay. Give me this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Tell me if I'm within 10.
I'm not answering that.
What?
Sorry.
Fine.
Why would I answer that? And then, hey, Mom, listen to this show.
They don't listen to any of them. No one makes it more than 5 minutes into any episode except for like 3 listeners.
No way.
You're safe.
No way. I've been called out on
this. It's like Hitler with Mein Kampf. Everyone's like, how did he get away with it? And it's because he like wrote a book on it and put it right out there. He's like, yeah, I'm going to kill a lot of Jews. And then he just put it out there. That's what I do. I say all kinds of horrible crap right on this show. And then people like don't believe it.
Well, I have friends that listen, and they believe it, and then they ask me about it, so I'm not commenting.
Can you give me within 15, then?
No.
Because that could put you at 12, and 12 is a pretty respectable number for a woman of your years.
Wait a minute.
What?
12's, so anything more than 12 is not respectable?
I'll give you my chart if you want. Are you ready?
Let's hear this.
Because this needs to be brought up every so often for all of our female listeners. If you need to know if you're a whore or a good girl, this is the gold standard for that. Under 5. 5 or under. You're a virgin as far as I care. Like, you've done nothing. And again, this is when you're like 27, 28, 30, in that range. Under 5 and you're 12, I would hope so, you know? 5 to 10, I'm still not batting an eye. That's really nothing. 10 to 15, you know how to have a good time, but I'm not too shocked. 15 to 20, or 16 to 20, I suppose it'd be. Yeah, that's the noise I'd make when I hear that number. I'd be like, okay, I'm sure I don't have to get tested. I don't think anyone did anything to you. 21 through 25... I'm kind of thinking you had a couple demons.
A couple demons? A
couple of demons that you might have battled with the bottle for a while. At that point, you're talking dad might have exited the picture early. Nothing too bad. Like, dad didn't do anything to you. He just divorced or he passed, something like that. You got a hint of an issue there. 26 through 30, I'm almost sure your dad did something kind of crappy. Like, was an abusive dad, left town, died way young. Like, you were 10 for that. 31 through 35, we're starting to get into, dad was a drunkard and beat mom.
Why is this all tied to dad? What if a girl never knew her dad?
We got a number for that, don't worry.
John.
If the girl never knew dad... Yeah, you know what? That could be in your 30s. Yeah. Girl never knew dad. I'll peg you at like low 30s.
This is such crap.
Oh, it's so not.
No, it's not. Such crap.
Once you get into the 40s, you were probably sexually assaulted at a formative point in your life. Because chicks, when that goes down, it's like a very common reaction to want to trivialize sex in general. So you just sleep around a lot. It's like, screw it. I don't want to think that this guy took anything important from me. I'm going to treat my puzzy like a frisbee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did it land in your yard now? You get to hit it. That's how that works. Beyond that, you're talking dad did something to you in the bathing suit covered here department. All the girls I know have hit like triple digits. Family members diddled them.
Oh,
girls I know who cracked 80, family members diddled them.
Question.
Yes.
Do the same rules apply for guys?
Not the same numbers.
Why?
I know women love to impishly pose that question to me.
Yeah, no.
And the
no,
answer is no, very simple.
Implication here. Why?
Okay.
Why the double standard?
Oh, because a girl could walk out and get a megaphone and just scream, next guy who shows up to F me gets to F me. And she'll have someone standing there within 2 minutes. And he might have been, like, outside the Home Depot waiting to build a deck for someone. But he'll be there. He'll understand that much English. A guy, I could do that with a megaphone. Even an attractive guy could do that with a megaphone. And he'd probably end up in prison. At the very least, women would giggle and then turn away. No one would take him up on that.
I think that's absolute crap.
Just because you do it doesn't mean the average woman would do it. Bang
Shut
this
up.
Hypothetical megaphone man. No, that's how I view it. It's women can put it out there and it will be taken quickly by guys of all sorts of quality. Mind you, they can get an attractive guy. They could get an unattractive guy if they're just throwing it out there. It's kind of a crapshoot. Depends on the dude's mood, what's going on. If a guy's just throwing it out there, he's going to get bottom feeders. Just fat scum pigs. You got to work for any decent chick, unless she's like really, really drunk, and then you got to face charges the next morning. So that's why I see it differently. Like a guy puts work into getting that number. A woman doesn't. A woman gets worked to get that number.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I did.
Yeah. No, I think it's crap.
I don't. I really don't.
Yep.
I know
there
girls.
There are some guys that do not have to put in work.
Like a Brad Pitt or something like that. I'm saying you're talking maybe like a 0.1% of the population. For women, it's like 25% or something like that. Like anyone who's sexually attractive, the guys would just bang them. Again, this is like, okay, hot girl comes up to me and she's like, do you want to bang me?
I would say no, but only because I'm paranoid.
Because I figure she's got an STD or she's going to roll me. Like, I'm going to get a pipe to the base of my skull the instant I leave this place with her. But if this is purely like a hypothetical, like, she's clean as a whistle and nothing bad is going to happen, like, I just get the in and out with it, sure. Why not? I don't know. It's a very different thing to me.
I wish this was one of those videotaped episodes so they could see.
Ever since
you're full of crap,
this all came out. This all happened with Samantha in Sex and the City, and ever since that character came out, women want to empower being a filthy whore. And being a filthy whore is not a good thing. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, same with guys.
Honestly, I agree with you on that. Like, if a guy is just plugging around and hits women of any caliber, like he's just one of those guys who can't go home, and he's a good looking dude.
It's so funny that we're talking about this considering who I heard from today.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy and he can pull good ass with some effort, but he's one of those dudes that does not go home alone, and he goes home with like a bottom feeder just because he wants it wet that night. Mm-hmm. I look down on that.
That's tacky.
If you're a good looking dude and you're pulling a lot of ass but it's all high caliber, that's like a guy who's at the top of his game. It's like watching Koufax pitch. You know, you're proud. You're like, look at that man. He works at this and he gets the results. But a girl is going home with a bunch of guys. She just looks like she's getting used. Like, that's my take on it. And you're just shaking your head, which translates to compelling radio. Just talking to the mic, at least. Meet me halfway.
I have no words for you anymore.
You really think... Does the average woman feel that way, though? Does she think, like, I should just screw around and it's no big deal?
No, I don't think anybody thinks that. But I also think it depends on the region that you're talking about. Like, dating here is so different than dating in the Midwest or dating...
How so? What is dating here like? Because to me, I think we have very, very tightly wound women who are very much like, what is your bank account? Like, what are you bringing to the table?
I think that's true to an extent, but that's D.C. dating, and that's, I think,
I would say it's D.C., Alexandria, and Arlington, like kind of the richy, rich suburbs.
None of my friends, I had one friend who, unless you had a Ferrari, she wasn't interested. But only
how, if she was not a 9, okay, she should kill herself.
She's
a bad person.
Let me explain her. She was 6 feet tall. Bleached blonde hair.
Already? So blonde I'm sorry. Hair. The guys who...
Fake boobs and a horrible nose job. And the face was like a 2.
What a piece of S then. Because even like a tall, good-looking guy, he wants a shorter chick.
No, there are some guys out there you'd be surprised. I was never that impressed with any of the guys that she brought home.
Yeah.
But having a really tall woman for some reason, it's
yeah, but
for,
that's like a big thing for short guys. It's like, look what I climbed on top of.
Ugh. I can't date short guys.
Like, I love it when a chick's like my height or maybe even like a couple inches taller. I'm like, hey, look what I did.
That's funny because the last guy, well, I'm dating somebody else now, but Paul, it bugged him when I wore heels and I was taller than him.
Why?
I have no idea.
It's cool. Look, it's like, look what I did.
He made a couple comments about it, though. I had my, you know, my boots on. They're pretty tall. And he kind of looked at me.
Grow a dong,
he was
Paul.
Annoyed.
It's awesome
no,
bagging
he,
bigger game.
He definitely does not have one of those. Trust me. That guy's a coward. I hate him.
Oh, the bitterness seeps out. You bitter used woman.
Because I showed you the picture of the nastiness that he is with now.
Yeah, you did. Before the show, Veronica flipped a picture to me that I would love to say the girl was attractive just to bust her balls. And the girl had a pretty good bod, like very
because
worked
she,
out tone.
She's a fitness competitor, whatever they're called.
Yeah, she's very good there.
Girl,
but she has a pretty grody face.
Oh.
Now, I did clear up with Veronica. I would
like
have slept
hobbit.
With her. I would have banged her. You got it just for the body. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Just say she's being too loud, even if she's lying there like a mute, and put a pillow over it. And then just go to town. Draw a smiley face on the pillow with a permanent marker.
See, that's where I differ. I don't care if the guy has the most ridiculous body I've ever seen. If the face isn't there, I can't do it. No.
I would definitely not date a chick with a busted face and a good body, but that is like a great one-night pull.
No.
That's an awesome one-night pull.
Yeah.
Because the memory of the face will fade, but because your eyes were trained on that body the whole night, the spank tank has a great new model to roll out.
Well, he can spank it to that all he wants.
Okay.
Done and done.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. So you're currently with a boy after all this heartbreak of the Christmas time.
Well, it's funny because I was always kind of going back and forth between them. And
look at you.
The current one.
Look at you.
Okay, let me clarify, since clearly you think I'm a whore.
Hold on, I have to turn off the right mic to belch.
Oh, my
God.
That
still picked up on yours, I bet.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I heard it. Yep, that was great. I was not sleeping with both of them, or either of them, any of them, none of that. I was
as long
like
as you weren't sleeping with either, that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Because if I was dating a chick and she was dating other guys, and I found out she was balling one of them,
see, that's what made me so mad with Paul, because we had the conversation. I'd stopped seeing the current guy back in like November, and you know, and then I find out that he's planning trips with this nasty girl. So. Oh, I was hot, let me tell you. I was so mad.
You're sitting there with your arms crossed. I like how I get all the anger directed at these boys and comes out to me on the air.
I'm not angry with you.
Your body, like the physiology.
I always sit like this because I'm always cold.
I think you're just trying to push your boobs up to give me a show, and I appreciate it.
I'm wearing a sweater.
You know that notepad that says team player?
I hate you.
Just wrote your name under it. Just wrote your name. The initials VJ.
You are so wrong.
I got something that I did last night. I might have said that my Christmas break wasn't all that wild or exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of wasn't. And last night certainly doesn't count as Christmas break. But I did something last night that I believe trumps anything you did over your Christmas break and then some.
What'd you do?
I went with some friends... the aforementioned Doug was in the mix, and Othello, two guys that I used to work with over at 106.7 The Fan.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Othello is hosting a show every Sunday night called the CNO Show. He hosts that with Blue Shorts Lingenbach. I always screw
That's
it up
mouthful.
Saying that last name. Chris with the Aryan last name. And they do a show Sundays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And, both great guys to go out with. Didn't really know what I was in store for last night. I was simply told that I should come out to Hard Times in Manassas.
Ooh.
So I did. And, you know, I'm leaving out some details here to build up the drama.
You know what's so funny?
What?
I think Tyrone was there.
Oh,
last
okay.
Night
one of your former paramours.
The first one. The first one we ever talked about here.
Yes. One of the guys that dined and ditched, so
How
to speak.
Funny. What?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
Hit it and quit it?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That wasn't the case.
All right. Don't need to give me the angry eyes and
I'm going to cut you later.
Please keep your chin even. Like, your eyes are at this weird tilt all the time. You look like a Picasso. It creeps the ass out of me.
What?
You always have your head to the side, and it, like, puts your one eye, like, almost on top of the other. It's so weird looking. I'm trying to maintain.
Because the mic's in my face at a weird angle.
I guess so. I don't know. Try to.
Well, I'd move it, but it'd make noise.
Gives me the heebiest of jeebies.
Has this always bothered you?
No, because I don't really look at you dead on in the other studio, so I can't notice it. But yeah, it's like your eyes are at a normal level, and then they kind of like almost like melt into each other when you tell.
What did you guys smoke last night?
I didn't smoke anything.
Yeah,
right. I don't get into the drugs anymore. Mm-hmm. That was teenage John.
Mm-hmm.
So I show up at Hard Times, and I walk inside, and Othello gets me in for free, which was paramount to getting me there because I am a cheap piece of crap. And I happen to see what looks like a little miniature wrestling ring.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, hello, what do we have here? And then who pops out but a wee little person MC?
Oh, my God, shut up.
On a little cane. And he hops into the ring and he asks me the question I've waited to hear all my life. Are you ready to see some midget wrestling?
Oh my God, you did not.
Oh, I did. Half pint wrestling.
Oh man.
I saw midget wrestling, and I know I'm supposed to say little person, but they tossed around the word midget.
That is so mean.
Like rappers with the N-bomb. I know this is the equivalent then of me listening to Straight Outta Compton and then calling Veronica my nuh. I don't get to say that. For some reason, I'm going to say midget, though. They said it so much, I feel comfortable with it at this point. And these two, first of all, it was just the MC who was a midget. Loved to say midget, by the way. And then there's these two midget wrestlers. And then there was two normally sized ring girls who were scrawny, although one not skinny enough for what she was wearing. A lot of cellulite there.
Oh, boy.
These two bleach blondes. And the audience was everything you'd expect to attend midget wrestling in Manassas, Virginia.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of crowd.
Veronica, this was life-changing.
This was
so tremendously enjoyable. And I don't care for wrestling. I think it's kind of fruity. A bunch of guys in leotards squeezing and slithering their junk all over each other. Little gay. But seeing it live, it must be amazing. Because I was ringside watching midgets fight. They're midgets. They can't exert any real force. And I wasn't getting off on their midgetness whatsoever.
It was two dudes?
It's two dudes. The ring girls just sat there and, you know, with their white non-existent asses and their little bikinis. It was two dudes beating the crap out of each other. And it wasn't even normal wrestling, Veronica. It was hardcore wrestling. Have you ever watched The Wrestler?
I was a wrestling manager in high school.
You've seen hardcore?
Plenty of wrestling in my day.
Where they, like, beat each other with crap and draw blood?
No, I've never seen that.
That's hardcore wrestling.
That's not real wrestling.
No, no, no.
That's staged crap.
No. This is, and There is a real subsection of crap that doesn't fly in the WWF because they want to keep it sanitized.
Yeah.
But there's a whole subculture of extreme and hardcore wrestling where they do things like blading. Where you razor your forehead open so you bleed everywhere and crap.
That is disgusting.
And these guys, if you took a $1 bill and threw it on the stage, they would staple gun it to each other. And they stapled it to their foreheads, and they stapled it to their tongues.
That is disgusting.
And they stapled it to their wee little legs and arms. It was incredible. I didn't think I'd enjoy watching any of it.
That's disgusting.
It was. I'm not going to lie, but it was so weird. It was such a, like, it was Roman Colosseum crap being there.
I'm disturbed right now.
You should be, because I was too, but I was also really entertained.
Ugh.
Like, I was fist banging on the table howling at this. It was so weird and so entertaining to see live. And if you showed me footage of it, I would be like, this is boring as S. and I would turn it off after 30 seconds. But watching it live, it was incredible, Veronica. And I know I sound like such a rube, a country fried rube right now. But it was so goddamn good. Like, I kind of want to watch wrestling live now. That is how much this affected me.
Wow.
Were your brothers or anyone, like, into wrestling as kids?
No.
Really?
No, they played baseball. Baseball, soccer, swimming.
Well, I did baseball and swimming and crap like that, too, but as a kid, I watched the Hulkster and I watched the Ultimate Warrior.
I mean, we watched some of that stuff. We didn't have cable, so we didn't watch much of it. I had one of my best friends when I was little. Her brother was really into it, and it creeped me out. So I didn't watch a ton of it.
Really? My dad was just like, this is gay as F. Like, my dad, he
not
was always,
it.
Well, he would try to weed out the crap in our childhood lives that he found a little too fruity. And wrestling was way up there. He was like, he would call us the Greek word for fag, and he would say, why do you want to watch this?
What's the word?
Pustis.
Pustis.
And he'd be like, yeah, you know,
your
asking
dad was probably really funny.
Oh, he was great. I loved him. But he would ask us that and be like, why are you watching Men in Tights? Long-haired Men in Tights. So, like, that was faggy. And when we watched MTV and I was about 10 and Will was 8, so it was the hair metal thing. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, CeCe DeVille and Ricky Rocket from Poison looking pretty enough to F.
Yeah.
He was like, this is gay. He would flip that off.
Turn it.
Later, we would watch Kids in the Hall, the comedy show where they're always in drag. He was like, what the hell is wrong with you? He would turn that off. We got to watch Women of, what was it? It was called GLOW. I forget what the acronym stood for, but it was just women's wrestling. I got to watch that a lot. And the
Did
Spanish channel.
Did he let you channel. Watch the Gladiators?
American Gladiators?
Yeah. Do you remember
he
that?
He didn't have an opinion either way on American Gladiators. I think he kind of like sniffed at the men and was just like, eh, bristled at that a bit. Mm-hmm. But then they had the chicks.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, they're not the best, but I'll take it. Mm-hmm. At least the boy's looking at something. Yeah, there was never a big hubbub regarding American Gladiators. Really, in my house, it was MTV during the hair metal years. It was WWF and Kids in the Hall. Those were the three things where he was just like, just anything fruity.
That's so funny.
On TV. Well, he was a sailor for a while, and like, so I think he saw a lot of stuff on the boats where he was just like, ugh.
Like, not for my boys.
Yeah, because that's kind of the stereotype that a lot of ass pounding goes down on a ship.
I've had two brothers in the Navy. I've never heard them say anything about that.
Well, I'd like to think in today's Navy, they've kind of semi-solved that with a lot of internet pornography. So you really have like a lot of stuff you can get off to. But back in the day, that was like just a tradition on boats. Like, British, you read up on, like, old British naval tradition.
That's disturbing.
It was all just a bunch of, like, the younger kids on the ship. It was like the Spartans all over again, getting butt-banged by the captains.
Oh, my gosh.
It was rough, man.
That's crazy.
It was a little weird. So, I figure he saw a couple things that he wasn't too down with. Because I know that's why he was very anti-drug as well. Like, he knew a lot of junkies on the ship, I guess. And so when we were even caught smoking weed, he would wail the living crap out of us.
Wow.
Yes.
Younger versions of you and Will, I can't even imagine.
Yes. Do you want to... We got about 10 minutes left on the show. Do you want to talk about you and Will?
What do you mean? Talk about what?
Talk about the fact that he busts your balls a little too much and you're not happy with it. And I'm with you on this, actually.
Yeah, he just doesn't know
Okay, sounds like you're in on this.
Yeah,
so now
there.
Let's tease it out.
That's fine.
Now let's tease it out. Veronica earlier today asked if today's show was going to contain both Will and herself. Feature, not contain. And I said yes. And your reply was to the effect of what, Veronica?
Like, okay, I'll give it one more shot, but if it the entire hour is going to be the two of you talking about banging girls and he makes fun of me or says something that makes me uncomfortable, then this will be the last one with him.
Now, I'll stop you right there. I want to change one of those two things. Us talking about banging, I think, is okay.
But when it's the entire hour, what do I have to contribute to that?
You also get banged. You can contribute to banging conversations. You've had sex.
Yes, but I'm never going to talk about it on air, number one. And look back at the episodes where it's been the three of us.
Uh-huh.
It's literally me going like this. Ugh, I can't believe you guys. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. That's not fun for me.
I can see how that's not fun for you.
Yeah.
Now, part two, I'm not okay with him laying into you just because, one, you're part of the show.
Yeah.
Two, even if he doesn't really grasp that, I've asked him before to not do it because I know you don't like it.
Yeah.
And frankly, I can't be going through co-hosts like used tampons. I got to keep one of you around.
Yeah.
Three, was I doing A's or ones?
I don't remember.
Let's go with three. Three or C?
A, B, three.
There you go. 3C. Reason third, in the Christ. Oh, man, now I don't even have the reason. Oh, yeah, here it is. I think he rags on you a lot because back in the day, before you got way shaped up, you had a couple extra pounds. Not saying that to throw you under
a
any bus.
Bit. Yeah, no, I'll agree.
And he calls you out on that. But I haven't seen him bang a non-fat chick in a couple years. And it's weird to me that you're going to call out a broad. And again, I'm not calling out his sexual proclivities. And honestly, I don't think my bro's into fat chicks per se in any way, shape, or form. My brother's into chicks that are very easy. Mm-hmm. And chicks that like really make it known they want to get down with him. And usually that's a fat girl. Just like it's the one-eyed dog at the kennel who has to learn to, like, spin on his hind legs to get picked up. It's the fat girl that has to be like, hey, you come home with me, and I will cuss your sock, if you know what I mean. I think that worked out. It's supposed to be suck my cock, but, like, with wordplay.
Yeah.
On the front letters.
I think they figured that out.
Did they piece it together?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you're good.
Glad you got that. Some highbrow material there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's weird to harp on that.
Yeah, I don't get it. He brings it up every time we're together.
So I wrote him an email earlier today after he'd agreed. And earlier in the week, by the way, I had put out an email to the both of you.
I saw it. As soon as I read it. Sorry for the delay, by the way. As soon as I read it, I replied.
Yeah, I was like, hey, guys, we are down to one studio at the lovely Fairfax County Public Access. And I don't really have access to any other studios right now, which means if we miss the live show for the next couple of weeks, while we're down to this one studio, we're kind of boned. And I haven't done a show in like a month, and people are really pissed at me. And it looks very unprofessional that what is supposed to be a weekly show hasn't been out there in forever. And so please, all I'm asking you to do is give me a concrete answer one way or the other. I will be there or I won't be there. And do that by like Thursday so I can plan accordingly. And Veronica replied, and you're like, 100%, I will be there this Saturday. Will doesn't reply. And then Thursday or Friday, I see him. And again, I'm not throwing him under the bus because he does this show for jackcrap, like all you do. And I appreciate you coming in because Lord knows what you get out of it. I guess you like being on the air, even though you don't get to share it with all your people because you're afraid of them hearing that you bang. But he gives me like the usual non-committal, I think I'll be there. And I'm like, was I like sticking a thumb up my ass while I sent this email to you? Like I did it for a reason, man. I didn't want it to be taken completely in jest. Please don't trivialize it. But whatever, he's my brother. I'm not going to start family crap for this stupid show. So then, sorry. Earlier today, after Veronica hits me up with this text, and I'm like, those seem like pretty easy enough demands to meet. Don't lay into Veronica. The banging, I'll steer us away from that, but that's kind of a side effect of just not having topics.
If it's like a 5-second, 5-minute, whatever segment comment, I get it. But when it's an entire hour of
probably not
of boy banter back and forth,
not
I
amusing
just
for you.
Can't
well, you can't play along. You can't talk about the time you pulled out and shot all over some ugly chick's face.
Thank you.
But I can.
But it's gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so. They love it. So I write an email to Will, and I'm like, "Hey, man, I don't want to censor you." And I feel like a dick because my next line is going to be like, but I'm censoring you. And I'm like, look, just stop laying into Veronica. I don't really think it makes for the best radio. I'm sick of pissing on this dumpster fire every time it comes up. And he replies, Well, I got stuff to do anyhow today, so I won't even be in.
Well, alrighty then.
Which, and again, I'm not playing favorites here. I would like you both on the show at once. But we'll piece this together in the coming weeks. I'll figure out what's going to go down. I might just be you on the live shows because you at least can commit to them.
Yeah.
That wins in my book. I need you here first and foremost.
Who can be here?
But I just am not happy that it got a little heated on his part. I didn't feel I was making any kind of big, weird request.
Yeah.
I just want the two people I bring in to not dig into each other. And yeah. You don't do any of that. And I know he and I listen to a lot of Opie and Anthony, and that's kind of their thing. But
yeah,
you're not a hardened New York comic.
Oh,
you're
bad.
Not. You're not used to getting cut down 24/7.
Yep.
So that's all.
Okay.
That's why Will's not here. He was originally going to be here. It was going to be a big happy family thing. And hopefully everyone will be heard together. Yeah, next week. And if not, I guess you'll hear a lot of me and Veronica's and me and Will's. And it'll kind of alternate. We'll figure something out. There's going to be a lot more live shows coming, though.
Yeah.
I want to say by next weekend, we're going to have our new studio done.
And let's get the After Dark thing going.
Well, I think we can do that, too. And I know, well, After Dark is typically what Will does because he gets to swear and he loves that.
I'll fight him.
No, you can do them, too. I mean, I will have a lot of open evenings and we can just start recording then.
Very cool.
All right. Well, I didn't exactly plan to end it this early, but you kind of have to in the B studio so that you can get everything chopped up and saved before the next show comes in. Veronica, I want to thank you for coming in.
Of course.
Very good doing this live again.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug? Any?
No, I'm good.
All right. Any guys that you want people to harass?
Yeah, Paul.
Can you give out his like Facebook link on the main page or something like that?
No, I actually blocked him. I'm done with him.
All right. That is your homework for next week.
What is?
I want you bringing in something I can link to out of your personal life. A boy to get mocked, a girl you hate that's banging one of these boys, work with me.
Ugh.
Bring in something so they can just hit it up and harass.
Okay, I'll think about it.
I'm sure like what I just said is really illegal probably.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
There's like new cyberbullying laws and all that.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. It builds
esprit de corps, you know? I'll try to think of something that they can link to.
All right, that sounds good. Veronica, again, thank you. I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. Find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is the show's website where you can get all the episodes and funny photos. Because who doesn't like a silly, funny photo? And in papasbasement.com is the main site where you will get all the articles, all the radio shows, everything. All your wildest dreams will come true. How's that? How's that for a tease, Veronica? Come on, just a couple more words.
Sounds
we're
amazing.
Out here.
Sounds amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
Sounds lovely. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.